My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs, learning the ups and downs, learning what's new, what's old, what's good, what's bad is a process. Today we have information coming to us from all different angles, and sometimes, you know, it's just human nature that will attach ourselves to the information that sometimes is what we want to hear, or in many cases, too good to be true. And I think sometimes the unbubble wrapped, unfiltered information that comes at us most of the time is probably the best way to proceed with our health, because there is work involved. There is no magic pill and there is no magic wand. All of the supplements that you see in health food stores are tools. They work with us to make sure that we are more successful on our healthy journeys, and these tools can make a dramatic difference on our success, you know, or our lack of success. The hard part is learning, you know, what is good and what is bad, and finding people that have the knowledge to work with. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. Here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the educators, the individuals that are out there in the trenches teaching, training, and educating every single day. Or they're behind the scenes doing the scientific studies, or they're working with the raw products to bring all of us, the consumer, the best quality products available. I make sure that during the week we always have relevant topics for today's world. And every single day we talk about the things that most of us are dealing with, talking about, being plagued with, being diagnosed with. And in many cases, it's the information that might just give us a healthy prod to head in the right direction, or at least search out the alternatives and complements that are available. If you can't tune into the show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you, so that you get the experience of being able to have the shows on your time, and then you can send your friends there as well. If you hear a show that you know would be great for someone to listen to, send them to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, and tell them how to click on the archive for icon right in the very front for podcasting and archive shows. And guess what? They can listen on their schedule, and that's a wonderful thing. Every single day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes great sense. They're not only Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but they're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, doing it right every single day. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and that really good peace of mind feeling that comes when you know you're being able to get your questions answered and leave with the best quality products, great prices, and relationships that you've created with people, probably on the most important part of our life, which is our health. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, see what a local retailer can do for you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure that you check out those industry articles right on the homepage. It really is a great page and a really educational site. You can even click and print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And don't forget about a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Those daily informational tidbits can really be enlightening and educating. Well, today we're going to be talking about products from ancient nutrition, and we're going to be talking about their keto division. Lots and lots of information out there today on the keto diet, but I think a lot of people are still trying to figure out what it is and how to do it. And, you know, incorporating these member quote unquote tools might just make the process a heck of a lot easier. Today, Peter Navarro is going to be my guest. Peter is a devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained, and I think we'll hear that today. Peter has studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well-informed on all of it. He has helped guide individuals to pave a path to live a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new adventures to help those people. Now he has the opportunity to work for industry's finest ancient nutrition and, you know, get out there and really do some teaching and educating and, you know, clearing up a lot of the misconceptions. And I think that's really important. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter, how you doing? Well, I guess Peter's not with us. Okay, Peter's not with us yet. So hopefully he'll tune in soon. We are definitely going to continue talking about the keto diet because I really want to make sure that this is understandable and that there is a great amount of information available so people can make better choices. You know, Dr. Axe did a really good site, his draxe.com ketogenic site, and I think that he found a way to be able to make sure that we have the availability of being able to do things and do them correctly. And one of the things that I have a problem with today is the lack of information that is out there. I think the problem comes in is with the confusion. And sometimes we have a tendency to search things out and make sure that we have, you know, the proper information. Sometimes we just jump on the bandwagon. And I don't think that a lot of people really understand the availability of knowledge that is available to us. We sometimes just try to do it on our own, and that's never a good thing to do. So I'm going to use some of Dr. Axe's information today because I think he found a really good way to put things in a usable way of looking at the ketogenic diet. Unlike many fad diets that come and go with limited rates of long-term success, the ketogenic diet has been practiced now for more than nine decades, since the early 1920s, based on solid understanding of physiology and nutrition science. So it's different because rather than relying on counting calories or limiting your portion sizes, resorting to extreme exercise or requiring lots of willpower, the ketogenic diet takes a completely, entirely different approach to weight loss and health improvement. It works because it changes the very fuel source that the body uses to stay energized, namely from burning glucose or sugar from energy to dietary fat, and critically, your own body fat after the stages of ketosis is reached. Meanwhile, beyond its outstanding potential to help people lose weight and burn off fat stores, research shows that the ketogenic diet helps to fight serious diseases, including things like cancer and Alzheimer's. Now, what is the keto diet? And I think he found a really good way to put this so it's more understandable. The ketogenic diet is a very low-carb diet plan that was originally designed in the 1920s for patients with epilepsy by researchers working at Johns Hopkins Medical Center. The researchers found that fasting, avoiding consumption of all foods for a brief period of time, including those that provide carbohydrates, helped reduce the amount of seizures that patients suffered, in addition to having other positive effects on the fat, blood sugar, cholesterol, and hunger levels. Unfortunately, long-term fasting is not a feasible option for more than a couple days. Therefore, the ketogenic diet was developed to mimic the same beneficial effects of fasting. Essentially, keto diet works by tricking the body into thinking it's fasting through strict elimination of glucose that is found in carbohydrate foods. Today, the standard ketogenic diet goes by several different names, including the no-carb diet, the very low carbogenic ketogenic diet. At the core of the ketogenic diet is severely restricting intake of all or most foods with sugar and starch and carbohydrates. Now, these foods are broken down into sugar, which is insulin and glucose, in our blood once we eat them. And if the levels become too high, extra calories are much more easily stored as body fat and result in unwanted weight gain. So I think the one thing that we need to measure is the overall figuring out of how to do this correctly, and also being able to do it with some of the tools that are available. And I think that that is really, really important. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure that we talk about today is when you're looking at the ketogenic diet, the word ketosis comes up. Ketosis is the result of following a standard ketogenic diet, why sometimes people call it a ketosis diet. When ketosis takes place, I'll make sure we understand this. When glucose from carbohydrate foods like grains and all sources of sugar or fruit is drastically reduced, which forces the body to find an alternative fuel source, fat, ketosis can also be achieved by multiple days of total fasting, but that isn't sustainable beyond a few days. Now, although dietary fat, especially saturated fat, often gets a bad name, provoking fear of weight gain and heart disease, it's also your body's second preferred source of energy when carbohydrates are not there. So the wonderful thing is your body starts to burn. Now, in the absence of glucose, which is normally used by cells as a quick source of energy, the body starts to burn fat and produces ketone bodies instead. Once ketone levels in the blood rise to a certain point, you enter into a state of ketosis, which usually results in quick and consistent weight loss until you reach a healthy, stable body weight. So, ketosis happens when the liver breaks down fat into fatty acids and glycerol through a process called beta oxidation. Three primary types of ketone bodies that are water-soluble molecules produced in the liver. When you start making the liver do its job more effectively, the body then further breaks down these fatty acids into this energy-rich substance called ketones that circulate through the bloodstream. Fatty acid molecules are broken down through the process of ketogenesis, and a specific ketone body called acetoacetate is formed, which supplies energy. So one thing I need to remember and one thing I need to figure out is how do we put ourselves into this situation in a long-term, a strategy, because strategy is something that we really need to take a look at. And I think one of the things that we have to really take a look at in the big picture is how do we apply this knowledge? How do we put ourselves into this overall big picture of burning fat? Because let's face it, what people want to do today is when they want to lose weight, they want to lose fat. We don't want to lose muscle. We don't want to lose a lot of the things that make up our body healthy, and we have a hard time getting into this so-called ketosis. So consumption of glucose from carbohydrate foods, greens, starchy vegetables is cut way down, forces the body to find an alternative fuel. Meanwhile, in the absence of glucose, the body starts to burn fat and produce ketones. Once ketone levels in the blood rise to a certain point, you enter a state of ketosis. And that is really important. I think one of the things that we have a hard time doing and a hard time working with is, you know, where do we really look toward the big picture of this? Is it something that we can maintain? Is it something that we can use for a long period of time? In order to transition and remain in ketosis, aiming for about 30 to 50 net grams is typically the recommended amount of total carbs to start with. Now, maybe people are saying that's not that much, but it's actually more than you think it is. It's considered more moderate or flexible approach, but can be less overwhelming to begin with. Once you're accustomed to this way of eating, chances are you can choose to lower it, usually around 20 grams a day. Now, I think the biggest problem we have with this carbohydrate program, and, you know, it works as well for women and men. Weight loss is something that happens for a lot of people. Blood sugar becomes very much more stabilized. The keto diet can reduce the risk of heart disease markers, including high cholesterol and triglycerides. It also is a booster for our immune system. It helps to fight brain disease and neurological disorders. I think one of the biggest problems we have today is that I don't understand exactly where we should cut off the line of where people should start with this program. So I think what we'll do is we'll jump forward and we'll talk about tools, because we kind of have a good understanding of exactly what's going on with ketogenic and ketosis. But now we want to talk about some of the tools that are available. I think my guest is with me now. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Dr. Brooke. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Like, I kind of got people going on the ketosis idea, the foundation of the ketogenic diet, what ketosis is, and that we're going to be burning and we're cutting things back and we're lowering our carbohydrates. But I think this is a little bit of a different program than like an Atkins diet, because we actually encourage fat in this program.
Definitely. And I believe Jordan has stated before that this is definitely different from the Atkins diet, whereas the Atkins diet was mainly based on, you know, meat, bacon, like really unhealthy, unsaturated fat, or saturated fat, I apologize. Whereas with the Keto 360, we're really striving to have people eating really like healthier foods, getting the veggies in, which was the missing link prior.
Now, when you look at the products that are put out by Ancient Nutrition, the products are tools, and tools make a difference. So when our body has this ability to burn fat as fuel, our liver naturally creates fats called ketones. Ketones can burn fat more efficiently than carbs can. Long story short, eating fewer carbs, more healthy fats, and moderate protein fuels the body to achieve the state of ketosis. So when people go in to stay healthy, a lot of them are looking at some of the products that are available. And I thought what I would do is I would mention products and have you give a little bit of a background on these products so they kind of know what to pick up. You know, they made the decision to do this, and they just want to know what tools to bring. So the Chocolate and Vanilla Keto Feast, what is this product and what does it do exactly?
So the product exactly is a true keto meal. So the product was intentionally designed to be used to break a fast. So a part of the Keto 360 program that they designed included intermittent fasting. So they developed a meal replacement with vitamins, minerals. It's got about 20 grams of fat, and it's basically going to just help set the tone. I'm not sure if you've ever done intermittent fasting, Jeff, but a lot of people oftentimes, when they're breaking their fast, eat really heavy meals, and it causes a lot of digestive distress. So this item was intended to help break your fast and prime your body to be able to start eating those meals later on in the day.
So this is something that's done more toward the end of the program, or can it be done when you're actually in ketosis?
It can be used as a meal replacement as well. So like, say if you got up in the morning and, you know, you didn't want to have breakfast, you didn't want to have lunch, didn't want to have dinner, we do have a caffeine-free version available as well. That is our maple. For those who may be a little caffeine sensitive, the chocolate and vanilla have 50 milligrams of caffeine.
Now, the other thing is, how do we mix this and still keep it low carbohydrate? Because you know how we are. We love sweets. We love all these different kind of things. With the Keto Feast, do we keep it with almond milk? Do we mix it with water? What do we do?
So personally, Jeff, the way I like to do it is I like to throw in heavy cream. Heavy cream is my go-to. I have friends who do the high-fat coconut milk. I have people who blend it with avocados. I know people who have been doing the Keto 360 program that they're a little bit later on now, and they're incorporating more of those lower GI carbs like blueberries, raspberries, and so they'll incorporate those with their milk as well. But generally, that's how you would want to do it to stay in a keto-based diet.
Okay, now, if you had to explain really quick, I want to get your viewpoint on this. How would you explain to somebody walked up to you at a store and they said, tell me what you think about the keto diet. How can you explain this to me easily so that I can walk away and saying, oh, I can understand what a keto diet is?
So basically, a keto diet is using your stored fat cells and fat that you consume for energy. That'd be the simplest way to break it down. And if they wanted a little bit more in depth, it's elimination of carbohydrates and sugar. And in return, your body will start using the fat for energy. Yes, you can go into a little bit more specifics and start talking about ketones and everything, but at least at store level, from what I found out, sometimes people get a little turned off when you start using words that, like ketones, that they just don't really understand. So that's what I found to be the most simple breakdown version of it.
Okay. Now, do you think there's any age restrictions with the keto diet? Is this something that younger people are doing, or can people benefit from it at all stages?
Funny you should ask, Jeff. So I know a couple of high school athletes who have been doing the keto diet, and they've found so much success while doing it. A lot of them were having hard times concentrating in school, you know, having the energy to go to school in the morning, work out at night, and then still have time to do their homework. They were drained mentally. Their cognitive function was declining with all the sugar, the carbohydrates, all the Gatorade they're using during their athletic performance. People in their 20s, 30s are definitely finding a lot of success. I actually talked to an elderly couple the other day, and they're in their 70s, and they said that they wish that they had started this when they were younger, because the amount of success that they've achieved doing the keto diet, their mind was blown. They had given up hope. They were going to start using it. The woman told me she was going to go buy Ephedra if she had access to it, because she had given up all hope, Jeff. But once she started doing the keto diet, her mind was blown. And she showed me some before and after pictures, and I couldn't believe it myself. I was so surprised that in such a short amount of time, it was 2.5 months, she lost about 50 pounds.
Wow. You know, I think the biggest thing we have out there today is, I mean, I know you're younger, but there was a time when fat was completely told to everybody not to eat any kind of fat of any kind in our diet. And everything in the world around us went fat-free for, well, about 8 months. And then everybody fell off because everybody started eating all these fat-free products, which rather than fat, they just loaded them with sugar. And everybody was getting fatter and fatter. And finally, we got away from that. But that mentality was out there, and I think a lot of people still carry that mentality with them, that no fat is good. So it is a little different for people to wrap their mind around, but they're getting there. They're learning.
No, I definitely agree. One of my first jobs was actually at the vitamin shop, and a lot of the clientele was definitely, you know, high amounts of brown rice, oats, veggies, and lean protein. Everybody was afraid of fat. Everybody. The only fat that they ever wanted to consume was in the form of a fish oil capsule.
Yeah, I understand. I really do. You know, I'm looking at the line of products that are in this keto program as well. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do is we're going to take just a quick break. When we come back from our break, I want to get into the keto protein. I want to talk about the keto fire. You know, I want to talk about some of these other products because, you know, get a little information on each one. So when people go to Stay Healthy, they'll know exactly what to pick up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my guest. We're talking ancient nutrition today. We're talking keto. Don't go away.
Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic stomach odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You know, when you go to Stay Healthy, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get your questions answered. You're going to see that they've been around for a long, long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Valley. And when you walk in, they're going to help you take that confusion and help you sort out that misinformation that we somehow have a tendency to pick up along the way. They're your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. It's StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook would be great as well. They're carrying all the products from Ancient Nutrition. I mean all of the products. They've got the bone broth, the organic bone broth. They've got the essential oils. They've got all of the mushroom products. And all of the keto line is available there as well. So when you go in, when you actually have to take a look at the big picture of keto, don't do it alone. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these products. Now let me ask you a question. We talked a little bit about the feast. What about the keto protein? Where does that fit in?
So, Jeff, the keto protein is, what I like to say, is comparable to a bulletproof coffee. So it's going to have that high amount of fat from organic chicken bone broth oil, as well as MCT. They also added in about 50 milligrams of caffeine per scoop, 100 milligrams if you're using the coffee flavor, of course. And so it's basically designed to help. You can easily use it in the morning to help get you going, to know if your energy level is stable. A lot of people like to use it as a snack, too, throughout the day, because it's not as caloric dense as the feast.
Okay. Now, these are things that we add in along with our food, not instead of our food, correct?
That is correct, Jeff. Although some people may find that they are tempted to only consume the keto feast, the keto protein, you definitely want to make sure you're incorporating food, normal solid foods into your diet as well. Even though this is a food-based supplement, we would still suggest that you consume, you know, solid food as well.
Okay. Now, I think what happens for a lot of people that are probably getting into this program is they'll say, you know, I like the protein. I really like it. I have it when I'm home. You know, I happened to stop by Stay Healthy yesterday, and I saw that they got the new bars in. Oh, my goodness. That is going to make it so much easier for people that are on the go.
So, Jeff, the bars are not a true keto bar. So
okay.
They are a bone broth protein bar.
Okay.
And they are delicious, and they are amazing. But they are going to be a little bit heavier in carbs than people would like. So they have about 20 grams of carbs and 8 grams of sugar.
Okay.
So
where do they fit in? Or could you do a half a bar? Or do we leave the bars out unless people want to use the bars for, you know, just a snack and they're not on keto?
You could definitely do that. And a lot of people, too, I've noticed when they're starting to transition into keto, a lot of people with the access of the internet now are not just jumping in cold turkey anymore. Mm-hmm. I know several people who do what the 100 grams of carbs a day and slowly migrate down to 50 grams of carbs a day, and they'll start changing this weekly, eventually going down to 25, to 20, to 15, to zero, or with less than 5 grams of carbs a day. So a lot of people have actually found success during the transitional period as well, and the bars could definitely be a great asset are transitioning, just because of the higher fat content and the low decent amount of carbs that it has.
Okay. All right. I get that. Now, so somebody just chimed in and she said, you know, so the keto protein, can I have that in the morning with my breakfast? Can I use it before I exercise? And exercise obviously is a good thing with this.
So you can definitely have it in the morning with your breakfast. That's going to be a great way to add some healthy fats to your diet, especially if you're not consuming, you know, large amounts of those fats in a general basis. My personal favorite way to use it is actually as a pre-workout. So
I
prefer the coffee just because of the amount of caffeine it has, and also the taste is out of this world. I've had a lot of coffee protein, Jeff, throughout the years, and I got to say, ours definitely takes the cake. So I'll start my morning off by having a scoop of the coffee keto protein with about 2 ounces of heavy cream. Shake that up, and I'm good to go. And a little bit of caffeine doesn't give me the jitters. It gives me enough energy and stability to make it through that workout without getting the shakes. I don't know if you know, but oftentimes people who work out fasted don't have enough glycogen in their body, so they start getting those shakes from not having enough substance in their bodies while they're working out, especially if they're working out intensely. So this kind of is a game changer for people who like to work out fasted or just first thing in the morning and they don't have time to eat or they don't want to eat just because of stomach issues.
I understand. You know, and the thing is, you know, a lot of people work out at the end of the day, and a lot of people, you know, they want to find a comfortable way to be able to get the benefit of their exercise, but they also want to make sure they've got the energy to do it. And I hate to say it, but as you get older, energy is really important, you know. So I do want to touch on some of the other products. Talk about the Keto Fire. That just sounds like it's something that's going to heat up my body and make it burn fat.
So Keto Fire is actually a wonderful product, and it comes in both caffeinated version and caffeine-free. So what's going to be the main ingredient that's going to power that is going to be butyric acid. So what that's going to do for your body is it's going to offer free-form ketones. So it's basically an exogenous ketone product. So for people who are transitioning in and just starting out in the keto diet, you can feel very worn down, very lethargic, very tired. And what you're doing is you're offering your body a supply of natural ketones so your body can utilize those for energy. I've heard a lot of people say, too, that when they have a cheat day, for example, they like to consume a serving of Keto Fire because it just helps get you back into ketosis faster because of the ketones it's providing naturally. Also, butyric acid is also great for inflammation and balancing the gut out. So if you have any kind of digestive issues or pain as well, it definitely is one of those things that you need in your arsenal.
Now, the Keto Fire, anytime during the day or better with around the workout?
So if you're going to do – it's ideal to try to have both if you can, just because you can have the Keto Fire original in the morning and then Keto Fire caffeine-free later on in the evening. But if you just chose to do one, you could get away doing either times. But first thing in the morning is going to be the most ideal.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, you know, that go on a higher protein diet, you know, are already people that may have digestive problems. You know, let's just face it, half the world out there today can't digest their food and are living on a purple pill or slamming down antacids all day long. I was really happy to see that there was an enzyme as part of this as well. And I think that's really important because, you know, we are eating a lot more protein and a little bit of help could be good.
No, I definitely agree with you, Jeff. There's so much digestive issues going on, so many digestive horror stories. You know, you hear about all these newer digestive issues that I didn't even hear about when I was growing up. Just the diverticulitis, Crohn's, you know, they're really, really coming up in the world, and people are suffering from so much digestive distress, and it's crazy. So, yeah, we definitely designed Keto Digest to be higher in protease and higher in lipase to help ease and, you know, speed up the digestive process for people who are on a keto or just a high-protein diet in general. We also have Keto Biome, which will lead me to the next one in the terms of digestion. And they actually are using specific strains that you normally wouldn't get if you were on a keto diet. You're basically lacking these strains from omitting, you know, your fermented foods.
Now, I'm a big believer in using enzymes and probiotics a lot because I think people need the support. During the day, can they use the Keto Biome and the Digest with every meal? I know it's best to take your enzymes every time you eat, but what about the Keto Biome? Is it once a day or can they use it throughout the day?
So the serving on our product is 6 capsules, Jeff. I personally take mine with every meal.
Good.
If I'm not eating 6 meals that day, I will double up and say take 2 of the Keto Biome. Generally, I'm taking 1 digestive enzyme with every meal. And when I have a keto feast shake, I personally like to add another one just to be on the safe side.
That's a really good thing. You know, I think if people would get into the habit of doing a couple of those Keto Biomes and a digest with every time when they eat, you know, get into the habit of that, you know, kind of close out the meal when you're done eating with that to kind of put in what we need to be able to get the benefit of what we just done and, you know, and wrap our mind around that, I think a lot of us would be better. So the Keto Digest and the Keto Biome, great products to kind of make this process work better. Because let's face it, you know, I go so far back. I go back to the time of the very, very first Atkins diet. And one of the biggest complaints back then was people felt heavy. You know, they couldn't digest their food because they were eating a lot of protein and they didn't digest it very well. And today people would still have trouble because our digestive systems are worse. So the thing is, this way you're digesting, you're replacing your good friendly bacteria, you're building a foundation of good bacteria in your gut. I think that these two are going to make the diet work more effectively and allow you to want to stay on it because you feel good. If you're bloated and uncomfortable, you're not going to stay with it. But if you're digesting and burning and seeing a difference in your body, you're going to stay with it.
No, Jeff, I definitely agree with you. When I was in high school, I also tried to do the Atkins diet. A lot of high meat, cheese, bacon definitely takes a toll on your digestive tract. Mm-hmm. I just remember feeling so run down, so lethargic from just the heavy, heavy amounts of food. And that's prime. They never really talked about digestive enzymes. They never really talked about probiotics. So we just assumed, oh, maybe my body can't digest meat. But we never actually divulged into the deeper issue of, hey, maybe we're lacking enzymes. Or, hey, maybe my gut's imbalanced. So it's kind of cool to see in the direction that the company, well, the industry is going. And that's more based on a overall digestive health. And I think that that's a beautiful thing because so many people are suffering right now. And, you know, we want to make sure we're trying to help them to the best of our ability. So definitely having the combination will ease your digestive system, breaking down food better and repopulating your gut with healthy bacteria.
How much weight are people losing? And I know it's hard to make a broad statement like that, but you're seeing people out there. How is the weight loss going for people doing this that are following the program, that are using the tools? How are they doing?
So it will vary from person to person, depending on size.
Of course.
Their athletic background. But roughly, I would say from what I've heard personally, Jeff, it's going to be between 5 to 15 pounds a month.
Okay. You know,
that's a pretty decent number.
Well, you know what's really interesting? People that can lose anywhere between 5 and 15, let's say you lose 10 pounds a month. And, you know, people get a little upset with that sometimes and, you know, say they want to lose 100. You know, I mean, everybody wants to lose it by tomorrow. And I usually what I do with them is I have them to go to the grocery store and pick up 2 5-pound bags of sugar and carry it around with them around the store. And they usually find that they have to set them down because that 10 pounds of sugar gets kind of heavy. And it kind of gives them a visual sign of what they've done. Because if they're consistent, that means the end of the second month, they're going to be up to 20. You know, the end of the third month, they're going to be up to 30. That's 6 bags of sugar. You know, we didn't put this weight on, you know, overnight, you know, but progressive loss while feeling good, having energy and making healthy changes to the body. I think this is going to really, really take off. I know it has, but even more.
I think that's really cool, Jeff, that you tell people to do that. My mind's blown right now. I'm actually trying to envision people walking around the store carrying these giant bags of sugar, just like, I never want to eat sugar again. Well, sugar is bad.
You know, I have a friend that lost 40 pounds, and, you know, she still had some more to lose, but she just kept being negative with it. And her and her husband went to the store, and they found a 40-pound bag of dog food. And he lifted it up and put it on her shoulder, and she carried it and got to the end of the row and had to set it down. And she says, okay, point taken. It made sense at that point how much she had dropped, how much she had been carrying on her frame, and she didn't even realize how successful she had actually been.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to your friend. That's really good to hear. And I love hearing stories like that when people start finally seeing success. To touch upon that, though, too, I often feel like when people are starting a new diet or, you know, they're changing their lifestyle around, motivation and positive reinforcements are always your best friend. Surrounding yourself around the most positive people that you can who are going to be supportive, uplifting of you, reminding you that, hey, you know, we all are human. We all have those bad days. We all have those cheat days. It's what we learn from them that really makes the difference, though, and ingrate it into our next day. Like, oh, you know, I ate too little fat today and too high of a protein, or, you know, maybe I cheated a little too much, and people just beat themselves down, and they end up quitting within 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. I'd like to say to people who are listening, if you're one of those people, it's okay. We all go through it. It's about just using that to help the next day get better and better and better, because we're all trying to just get better, and we're all failing, and it's what we do with the knowledge from failing that helps us progress and achieve what we want.
Now, when I'm looking at these products as well, I also see that they have a keto multi. Now, today, multiple vitamins have come a long way. I mean, in 40 years, I've seen a whole bunch of things. I've been around a long time. But it seems like this keto multi is something that was formulated to work with these people on a keto diet to make sure they're getting the right kind of nutrients for them. Not that a really good whole food multiple vitamin wouldn't be amazing, but I guess when you're diving into the keto lifestyle and you're using your keto enzymes and you're using your keto probiotics, a keto multi to kind of work with what you're doing might be a little bit of a better fit.
I agree with you, Jeff. Having a multivitamin mineral complex in your diet when doing a keto-based diet is extremely important, because you're lacking those vitamins, those minerals that you would normally be getting through your fruits and vegetables. So having a high-powered multi, such as keto multi, is definitely good. We're going to have high amounts of vitamin A. We're going to have 5,000 IUs of D, which is also really good. I know a lot of times we only see 2 to 2,500 IUs. So definitely good that we're having higher fat-soluble vitamins in our products. Another key is that it's actually fermented. So you're going to get all of those naturally occurring enzymes, probiotics. And Jordan loves to add the warming and bitter blend from ancient Ayurvedic and ancient Chinese medicine to help with optimal absorption of all of these nutrients. Because, I mean, let's face it, if you can't absorb your nutrients in your multi that you're taking, and it's going to be kind of hard, you know, especially if you have digestive issues. Paired with that, people already have a hard time digesting nutrients as it is. So the fact that it's fermented, the fact that it has that warming and bitter blend is definitely a game changer. And I think that's definitely setting us apart right now.
How do you feel about water consumption? I mean, I'm a huge person with water consumption, and I think that it makes any program and any kind of food you're eating even better. But how important is it with the keto program?
I'd say with any program, Jeff, it is extremely important, especially during the keto. Myself personally, I like to start the day with about a liter of spring water first thing in the morning. maybe a little high for some people, but for me, I find that especially when I have my keto fiber and keto protein maple at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm a little extra dehydrated, especially if you're not drinking water throughout the evening. So I would incline people to start having at least 16 ounces or more starting in the morning alone, and then just making sure that you're staying hydrated throughout the day. Because you'll notice, too, on the keto diet, you start flushing that excess water weight as well. So you just want to make sure that you're maintaining proper hydration, especially with us transitioning into summer and the heat. You want to make sure you're taking care of yourself in that aspect.
So the wonderful thing about this program is that you're not hungry. And if you're using some of the wonderful products, the digestive products, the probiotic, the fire to burn, and using the protein products and the things like that, you're filling any of those gaps along the way. So everything is working together. And you're not going to walk around in this famished type, ready to be ravenous at any point in time. You're not hungry on this program. I don't think it's possible to be hungry.
No, I definitely agree with you. I've done so many types of diets, even for my age that I am, 28. And I got to tell you, you know, whether it was 1,500 calories, you know, just eating chicken and broccoli, and I mean, they kill you. You feel so run down. You feel so lethargic. You don't want to work out. You're replacing that with high amounts of caffeine to try to get through these workouts. And in return, by the time you actually achieve, you know, the physique or body type that you're aiming for, your adrenals are burnt off from all the high amounts of caffeine you've been having. So since I've been doing the keto diet myself, I can honestly say that it's so good to wake up in the morning and not feel like I want to just raid my fridge, to go out to eat with my friends and not feel tempted to just yank the bread at table off the table in front of everybody and just start devouring it. Because on a normal diet, that's how you usually feel. You're calorie restricted. You know, you're trying to focus on willpower so much and fight the temptation to eat and, you know, overconsume calories. Whereas on the keto diet, you're completely satiated. I'd say a lot of people do struggle within the first 3 days when they're allowing their body to transition, and that's when keto fire would definitely be beneficial. I tested it out myself, and I got to tell you, with it, it's a lot more different in your energy levels as opposed to without it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's going to be really, really good for people because it really is getting them off some of the foods that, you know, they shouldn't be eating anyway. And, you know, and some of the things that we really do need to get away from, you know, and when we start, you know, choosing healthier foods, I mean, everything kind of falls in place. And I think when you start limiting, you know, a lot of the full fat dairy and a lot of the extra heavy duty starches and staying away from all sources of sugar and processed foods and, you know, the things that cause the problem today anyway, I think we're going to be better for it.
No, I definitely agree with you on that. There's such a high overconsumption of processed foods. And people are now finding out, too, that almost everybody has a gluten sensitivity, and it's blowing my mind. And I'm glad to start seeing that people are starting to shy away from that type of diet, and they're starting to go more towards, you know, the paleolithic, more keto-type diet, as opposed to being stuck in that fad of, it's okay to consume, you know, 100 grams of sugar a day. Oh, it's down a Coke, you know, have a bunch of candy. And, you know, it's really detrimental to people's health. I don't think they realize that, Jeff. It's just, I'm happy to see that we as a world are starting to shift and starting to want to better ourselves, better our lives, and better the environment by making healthier choices.
Well, I think it's really exciting. Real quick before we go, how are you seeing the way that it's being received around the country? And you know, I'm sure in different parts of the country it's better than others, but I think people are starting to attach to the keto everywhere.
So here in sunny California, it's just going up and going up and going up in popularity, and everybody wants keto. That's been the biggest thing right now. Everybody just, what's keto, you know? What's all the hype about? I mean, you go into the grocery store and people are looking for high-fat stuff. I grazed the supplement aisles and people are just asking about, oh, do you have anything that's fit for a keto diet? And it's just amazing to see the transition here. I know that I've been to Arizona and Colorado in the past month, and it's not as a big deal, but it's starting to grow. And I know that when I've been on my travels, I've been planting seeds to people. You know, when you're in your Uber driver, like, hey, you know, you should really check this out. it could be really beneficial for you, not just for, you know, not just for weight loss. There's so many cognitive benefits as well, and so many overall health benefits that you can achieve through following this type of diet. And people are just like, oh, like the light bulb goes off. And sometimes when they drop you off, you even see them going on Google real quick, like, what's keto? So it's really cool, and I think it's going to start blowing up everywhere pretty soon.
Well, I want to thank you so much for jumping on today and spreading the good word. Thank you for taking time out of your morning to do some education on this great line of products. I hope you have a wonderful day, Freak.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Be well. My guest today, representing Ancient Nutrition, that's what we talked about today, the keto line of products from Ancient Nutrition. You know, whether it's the protein powders, whether it's the fire, whether it's the enzymes, the multi, the probiotics, all of these things are made to make your keto program work more effectively. You know, Jordan Rubin and Dr. Axe are doing a huge amount of research on how to incorporate these products to give us tools so that we're able to stay on a program longer than just a couple days. Because if you feel better and you've got more energy and you're getting more out of the program you're doing, obviously everybody goes through withdrawal and they go through the habit of not being able to do the bad things that we're so used to doing. But if you have the tools there, you'll stay on course a little bit better. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So check out all the products from Ancient Nutrition at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. All of them. Whether it's the bone broth products, the mushroom products, the essential oils, which are doing incredible, the keto line, the bone broths, all of these things. All of them available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. The entire line in one store, which you're not going to see everywhere, that's for sure. All of the Ancient Nutrition products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And make sure that you are printing yourself a $5 off coupon. Why not print one right at the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Take it in, use it on your next $50 purchase at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They make it easy, and they also create an amazing environment for you to get as healthy as you possibly can. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. And every day we talk about the things that are important and relevant and the things that we should be talking about and the things we should be asking and learning about. You know, sometimes people get embarrassed talking about their health. It's all right. But you know what? One of the things we probably have more than anything else is hindsight. You know, I wish I would have taken better care of myself. I wish I would have started that diet or actually gone to the gym or drank more water or got a better night's rest or learned how to decompress from my stress. And, you know, I wish I would have. I wish I had. Well, we just need to do it. You know, we just need to start doing better things for ourselves because we deserve it. You know, we have everything out there to keep us around and for a long period of time, but the state of health many times is up to us because we're the ones setting the course for quality of life, which can lead to quantity of life as well if we're doing it right. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my producers, there, everything is recorded, podcast, archived on my webpage for you to have the on-demand download experience of the podcast when it's convenient for you. Go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember to go to Stay Healthy's webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. My new Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, is doing really well. Thank you, everyone who has clicked on it and liked it. I answer your questions right on the page every day, and I give you some tidbits of information that I think are important. Let's grow the page together. Let's all stay in touch, and we'll have a connection that we can all work together to get those questions answered when they do come up. Don't forget, head to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, start your keto diet program today, and use all the amazing tools from Ancient Nutrition. Everybody there can help you with your questions. Have a great day. Do something awesome just for you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.